Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
We're back on the special edition of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We are previewing this Saturday's event, Fierce Fighting Championships, P-Town Beatdown, going down at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Now we're going to talk to Cy Nelson. He's going to be a part of the main event. Cy, of course, a local fighter going toe-to-toe with Nate Kersley at 155 pounds. Cy, I always look forward to getting you in. Thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thank you for letting me come down and talk to you, Jordan. It's always a pleasure. So,
yeah, I have a great time talking with you. And once again, you're going to be headlining a Fierce Fighting Championship card. And to be honest with you, the makeup of this fight, just the matchup on paper, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's got some very interesting dynamics to it. I mean, our records are pretty close. I've got one more win than him. I am 3-2, and he is also 2-2. But the flip side of that is I am coming off of two losses, and he is coming off of two wins. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting dynamics to this, and I'm excited for this fight.
Yeah, I want to talk about the mindset going into this fight. The last time we had you on, you were coming off of one loss. Things have changed for you, I know, quite a bit in your personal life. For instance, you have a daughter. You have a baby daughter.
Yeah.
And look, anyone who has ever had a baby daughter knows it just changes your mindset. It does. I got a three-year-old, completely different now than I was 3 years ago. You're a guy that has to use that rage in the cage in order to come out on top. Now coming off of two losses with the changes in your life, I mean, how do you approach the fight game?
You know, I've been trying to find that that sense of balance in my life right now, now being a father and trying to still pursue this fighting career. And it's been hard, and I don't know if I've actually really got it figured out yet. My last two fights, my wife was, we actually had the baby the week after I lost the first fight. And then, so what was the, when did we fight in Twill? In September?
September.
So,
yeah.
You know, 3 months later, I'm fighting again after I just had my first child and a daughter to boot. So it's been a crazy ride over this last year, but I think for this one, approaching this fight, I've finally got everything calmed down and with that part of my life, and I'm figuring out how to be a father at home and then still be, you know, a fighter in the gym and be able to make that thing work and be the two different people that I need to be at different times.
That's tough. I'm sure that's a very difficult dynamic to handle. And then with that being said, you're going up against Nate Kersley, who has a wrestling background. Again, he was a decorated wrestler at Utah Valley. He's coming off of two wins. It looks as if he has found his groove in the cage, which I'm sure it was a difficult transition for him at first as well. He's a dangerous opponent.
Yeah, he knocked out Nate McQuigley, and then he beat Tanner Cowan in Twila the same night that I lost. And yeah, he's definitely dangerous. He has some great training partners. He trains with Court McGee and Ramsey Nijem, and you know, he is a dangerous opponent, man. And I can't take that lightly. I can't just look past him and I can't look past anybody right now. I'm coming off of two losses, and it's hard to put myself in a position where I think that I'm just going to walk through anybody, and I'm definitely not going to walk through Nate. He's a great wrestler. I have no wrestling background. I personally think that I'm a good wrestler, and I've improved that part of my game over the years because that has been my weakness, is my grappling. And, you know, he didn't, his last two fights though, he didn't grapple at all. I don't think him and Tanner went to the ground even
not
one
once,
time.
Not one time.
And he knocked out Nate in like a minute and a half or something like that.
I think you'd have to go back to the Bobby King fight, which he lost, but he was within, I mean, if that round two, I think it was round two, if I remember off the top of my head, if it goes another 15 seconds longer, he probably wins that fight, but he did go down on the ground in that fight.
Yes. And a lot of that had to do, I think, with that is he got tired in that fight.
He did, yeah.
And he had some desperation shots. And so I think that he wants to stand and fight. I think that that's who he identifies as a fighter. He's no longer a college wrestler. He is now an MMA fighter, and I think that he wants to stand up and fight with me.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Again, Cy Nelson joining us right now in the studio as we preview Saturday's event. Cy will go toe-to-toe with Nate Kearsley in the main event of the Fierce Fighting Championship card at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. With that being said, how difficult is it for you to get to 155? Is that a struggle at all for you?
Not anymore. It has been before. I mean, I've got 16 fights over my entire career, 11 amateur fights, and 5 pro fights now. I think for maybe 4, maybe 5 of them, I've fought at 170 pounds. The rest I have fought at 55. So I've been to 55 almost a dozen times. And I remember, you know, years ago when I was fighting with the Collards out in Emory County, we were actually training in the wrestling room at Emory High because Brandon Wise was the coach for the wrestling team then. So we were getting to go down there and train down in there. But I remember times where the day of, I was out in like the middle of July with all these coats on and sweatpants and just running like 4 and 5 miles the day of, trying to get all of that water weight out of me. And then I've progressed so much further from them days. It's where it's so easy now because I've learned tricks with my diet. I've learned how to get my body fat lower so that it's easier to get the water off later on. And my last weight cut was perfect. I was literally on weight for 10 minutes. I showed up to weigh-ins and I was a half pound over the limit, which is okay because I still have another hour to make the weight. I went outside and I ran for 20 minutes and I cut that last half pound. I stepped on the scale. I was on weight and then I started rehydrating. So I was only as dehydrated as I will get for 10 minutes, you know, just as long as it took for me to get in line and get on the scale and then sign all my paperwork. And there's been, you know, there's been times where I've overshot it by 2 and 3 pounds, where I'm weighing in at, you know, 53, 52. And that's not good because of the way that I do it is I dehydrate myself and I drop all that water weight. So I've got it down almost to a science to where tomorrow I'm probably going to take, and I don't do any physical activity to get the water off anymore. I will actually take an Epsom salt bath tomorrow that will help me sweat, and I will probably only need 1, maybe 2 of them baths, and I'll be on weight, and I'll be good to go.
Well, let's end with this. If Nate Kearsley wants to just trade strikes, wants to trade blows up on his feet, I think that benefits Cy Nelson personally.
Right.
But I think that's what we're going to get tomorrow night, Saturday night. I really think that we're going to see a stand-up fight between you two, which, look, I'm a boxing guy, so I hope that's what we get out of it. But I think that benefits Cy, which means this fight probably doesn't get past the first round if Nate wants to stand and go blow to blow with you. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Saturday night, I need to get in there and I need to almost approach it as a sparring match, like as a sparring round. Because what happened when I fought David is I almost black out and I just look for that big punch and try to take him out right out of the gate. Because, you know, my first 3 wins as a professional were all under 2 minutes. You know, I just go in there and I beat the crap out of people. When I fought Jordan Chandler, I beat the crap out of Jordan Chandler for like 4 minutes. And then after that 4 minutes and he was still in there, it threw me off so much. I was like, holy crap, that didn't work. Now what am I going to do? And that split second that I thought that's when he caught me, knocked me down, and ended up finishing me. When I fought David and Twilla, that's kind of the same thing happened. You know, I tried to throw the kitchen sink at him, and that didn't work. And it just kind of breaks me down psychologically. So I think Saturday night, I need to go in there, treat it like a sparring round, move around him. Hopefully he does stand up with me because that's where I feel really comfortable. And I'm just going to look for the openings and hopefully capitalize in the first round and put him on his butt and finish him.
Cy, I always look forward to the conversations. Best of luck as you go toe-to-toe with Nate Kearsley. We'll check you out on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Do you mind if I thank my sponsors?
Nope, go right ahead.
So I just want to thank everybody that has sponsored the fights this weekend. Ron's Meats, Sun Somewhere Realty, Three Little Llamas, Pine Top Medical, Tire King, Auto Farm, Castle Country Radio here with you guys, Purple Pear, FST, Castle View Hospital, and I really want to give a big shout out to these sponsors. They're my personal friends, and they have bought tables through me, and they are just great people that are helping us out. Tipsy Tavern, Shed Heads, Wilco Supply, and JLC Fabrication, and Badlands Fab and Machine. Thank you guys. Without you, this doesn't happen. And for everybody that's bought a ticket or a table from me, or has even just reached out and said good luck to me, I thank all of you. I love you guys. This doesn't happen without you, and I appreciate everything.
Cy, we'll catch you Saturday. Thank you again for stopping by.
Awesome. Thank you, Jordan.
And with that, we are actually out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. But again, do not forget, tickets are on sale for Fierce Fighting Championship's next card. It's going to be this Saturday. The weigh-ins will be tomorrow at Balance Rock Eatery. Go check it out. P-Town Beatdown, brought to you by Fierce Fighting Championship. I want to thank Cody Bunderson, Cy Nelson, Mason, and Holden Sorensen, and wish everyone good luck on that card. Travis Anderson will be back in the studio with me tomorrow, and we will talk more local and national sports. That's coming your way tomorrow. Be safe. We're out.